Security and authentication. By now, your connector can expose tools, resources, and logs. That is enough for a demo and not enough for production. Production connectors need authentication, authorization, least privilege, and approval gates. Anthropic's Claude Code MCP documentation warns that third-party MCP servers should be used carefully, especially when they communicate with the internet, because they can introduce prompt injection risks. The lesson is broader than Claude Code. Every connector is a new trust boundary. Prerequisites check. You need the structured logs from Chapter 5. If a tool call is not logged, you cannot audit security behavior. You should also have at least one tool that can be denied without breaking the whole server. Authentication versus authorization. Authentication answers, who is calling? Authorization answers, may this caller do this action to this target? Examples, authentication. Request includes a bearer token that maps to user 123. Authorization. User 123 may read demo project files but may not list production secrets. Authentication. The MCP server receives finance API key as an environment variable. Authorization. That key can read settlement records but cannot issue refunds. Do not collapse these concepts. A valid credential does not imply permission for every tool. Least privilege for connectors. Least privilege means the connector receives only the access needed for its declared operations. A file browser for a demo project should not mount the whole home directory. A payroll assistant should not receive a write token if it only drafts reminder emails. A legal redaction tool should not retain original documents after output is produced unless policy requires retention. MCP makes it easy to expose capabilities. That ease is exactly why you must design them narrowly. Avoid admin token plus prompt rules as a security model. Prompt rules are instructions. Authorization checks are code. Authorization wrapper. Put authorization before tool execution and before detailed logging of target data. TS type, actor equals ID string, roles string. Function require permission, actor, permissions string. If actor.roles includes permission, const error equals new error, forbidden. Error.name equals forbidden, throw error. Async function authorize tool actor permission string run promise t permission from actor permission return run. Then call it inside a tool handler. TS server.register tool list project fork files schema async input context const actor equals actor from context return authorize tool actor project read async return list project files input. The exact context object depends on your transport and host. The pattern is stable. Authenticate, derive actor, authorize action, execute tool, log result. Run prompt cell model, Claude Sonnet 4-6. A connector has tools read invoice, draft invoice reminder, and send invoice reminder. Assign read write approval requirements for each using least privilege. Expected output, a least privilege design. Read invoice requires invoice read, no human approval if read only and scoped. Draft invoice reminder requires invoice read and email draft. No external send, approval optional. Send invoice reminder requires invoice read and email send plus human approval before sending. The write capable external action has the strongest gate. Human in the loop approval. Some tools should not execute immediately even when authorized. Approval gates are appropriate when a tool sends money, changes legal text, deletes data, emails customers, or modifies production systems. A safe tool can return a pending action. JSON, status, awaiting approval, action, send invoice reminder, preview, to ap@example.test, subject, reminder invoice INV123, body excerpt, this is a reminder that approval ID, APR12. Claude can explain the draft, but your application should require a user click or separate approval event before sending. Run prompt cell model equals Claude-Sonnet 4-6. Prompt design the result object for a tool that prepares but does not send payroll reminder emails. Include enough data for human review. Expected output equals a safe result, status, awaiting approval, action, send payroll reminders, approval ID, approval 2660544010 count 3, recipients, vendor ID, vendor 17, email, masked at example.test, amount due USD 420, preview available, true. The tool prepares the action and creates an approval record. It does not send messages automatically. Knowledge check questions equal question. Which statement is correct? Answers. Authentication means every tool is allowed. Authorization decides whether an authenticated actor may perform a specific action. Approval gates are only for read-only actions. Prompt instructions can replace server-side checks. Correct. One explanation. Authorization is action-specific and must be enforced in code. Knowledge check. Question. Free form. Pick one sensitive tool in your domain and specify authentication, authorization, and human approval requirements. Hands-on exercise. Add an authorization wrapper to your Chapter 3 file browser tool. Success criteria. The server derives an actor from context or a local demo token. List project files requires project read. An actor without project read receives a controlled forbidden error. The denial is logged without leaking the requested file system path outside the approved route. What's next? Chapter 7 applies the connector pattern to creative tools. You will see how state, non-textual outputs, and professional applications change the design pressure. Connect Claude code to tools via MCP, docs.anthropic.com/doc/claude-code, protocol call documentation, model context protocols protocol IO slash model context protocol TypeScript SDK, guest type slash github.context protocol context TypeScript -SDK.